嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is... Wait a moment. Adam.
要等一下，你好大牌啊。其实呢，今天我们就要跟大家说说你非常熟悉的一个英语说法，一个短语 Wait a moment.、等一下。那这个等一下呢，前两天其实就是我们工作当中在微信群里有一位这中国的同事就跟我们国外的主播he was helping you with some of your technical difficulties、但是呢好像他也找不到解决的方法，他又在微信群里写了一句 wait a moment、然后他就 disappear 了大概一天吧才出来、
that's a long moment
对，然后 Lisa 我们这位主播他就私下问我说我到底要等多久，他今天还会回来吗？我说我也不知道which made me wonder 这个当你讲 wait a moment 的时候，你究竟是要对方等多久呢、如果真的是要对方等很久的话，你应该怎么恰当的表达呢？
Okay, so basically what I think we should do today is break this down into two parts.、The first part is, let's talk about how long a moment is, or how long a while is, or, well, a second is a second. But the second part, I think, is just as important, which is, you know, in English, we, even though we want you to wait, we don't often use the word wait, or we try and hide it in very, very, very polite language.
Oh, right. 因为直接叫人 wait, 把 wait 这个词说出来太直接了、所以呢我们就会用别的一些表达方式让别人也是 wait, 也是等。好的，那今天这些非常地道非常自然的说法都会放在我们的微信推送里面，大家可以去查看，你只需要关注我们开言英语，开放的开，语言的言就行了。好，那我们首先先来解决第一部分的问题，这个 wait a moment, 这个 a moment 究竟是多久呢？
A moment is like that. A moment is over very quickly, yes.
Okay, the idea is that it's not a long time, it'sPretty quick,
right? Exactly.
那如果你需要一个人等比较久的时间，比如说别人问了你一个问题，或者那个 you know tech issue,、你一时半会解决不了，你怎么让他等一等？
Well, yeah. So if it's going to be a while, and remember, guys, that a while is kind of the opposite of a moment. A moment is very quick. A while is.A while.
、所以 a while 就是比较长的时间。
Yes, exactly, exactly. Now,、you can say, you know, wait a while, but like Jenny said before, it's really direct. It sounds so harsh.、
所以如果要别人等比较长的时间，你直接说 wait a while 就太硬了，是吧？ Mm-hmm. 不 polite.
So again, we have these...little strategies, right? Like if I told Jenny that there are many people in the recording studio today and we're going to have to wait a long time, I would say something like, you might have to wait a while.
虽然里面用 wait 这个词，但前面就用了很多的说法来软化它。
Right.
就是 you might have to wait a while.
Right. Or we go to a nice restaurant and all the tables are full. You might have to wait a while.
You might have to wait a while.、就 might 是很客气很婉转的。
Yes, yeah.、It's, I know a lot of you guys have the question, what's the difference between、might and may?、Here, just stick with might. We'll answer that question another time.
Okay, 好。那也可以说 it might take a while.、我好像有的时候去那种很 popular 的网红餐厅、然后、how long do you think it's gonna be? 然后那个 waiter 就很抱歉的说 oh, I'm afraid it might take a while.
It might take a while.
你们还是先走吧。
yeah, exactly. Or you could also say,it might be a long wait.
对，也可以把 wait 当作名词来用，是吧？
That's right.
A long wait.
You got it.
我最近到日本去旅游，发现那里有一个东西叫 a waiting table. 你知道是，就是我去了一个饭店，然后呢，我看 good news, the last table, I got the last table, 就坐下了，结果人家来跟我解释说，你可以坐在那里，但不能点东西吃。Because it is a waiting table.
It's a waiting table.
我当时没有明白它的意思。And then I figured it out. 就是等位区 but they,、they give you a table.
Oh.
I just wish they used that table to serve you food.
Yeah, you can wait anywhere.
In any case, cultural difference, culture shock. 好，我们解决了第一部分的问题之后呢，还是回到那个 wait a moment， 已经说了它比较直接啊，你可以把它变得更婉转一点。Drop the wait. 有一个很简单的方法，就是 instead of saying wait a moment, you can simply say
just a moment.
Oh, just a moment.
Just a moment. Yeah. Like when I was a kid and people would call and say like, may I please speak to Mr. Richards? I would say, oh, just a moment.
哦，对，这个打电话的时候很好用啊！
Right.
你等一下，就是 just a moment.
Yep, just a moment. I'll get him. Something like that.
对，比你直接说 wait a moment.
Wait a moment.
要有礼貌很多。好，那还有一些更口语的说法。
Okay. So I often say hold on.
Oh, like hold on a second.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
等一下 hold on.
Yeah.
Hold
Can you hold on for 3 seconds? Or you know, sometimes people want you to do something right now, but you're really busy at the moment. Can just hold on for 1 second. I'll be right with you.
是 hold on, please.
Just hold on for 1 second.
Hold your horses.
Hold your horses is a great one. That's, that's one of my grandfather's favorite expressions.
Horses 就是马嘛。
Right, so hold your horses means, you know, don't let them go running.
就不要那么急性子、对吗？不要那么猴急啊。中文说猴，英文说马。Hold your horses.
Hold your monkeys.
好，那除了那个 hold on or hold on a second, 还有一个很像的，但是是 hang on, 对吧？
Hang on, yeah, hang on.So it's not like hang out. Hang out is when you're with your friends. Hang on is when you are waiting.
Hang on. 它和 hold on 用法很像吗？
They're pretty much the same. I would say hold on is maybe a bit less casual, maybe a bit more formal.
Hang on. Hang on 就比如说我们要录音，然后我们在看这个稿子，然后突然我发现了一个问题，我就Adam, hang on, 好像有一个 problem.
Yeah, hang on, hang on.
我要 Google 一下。
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a really good point. Usually, like whenever I discover a problem,hang on, we gotta fix this.
对 gotta fix something, hang on. 好，那通常 hold on 和 hang on 是不是都是等比较短的时间？就不是那种这个问题要什么几个小时啊，或者几天才解决的。
Yeah, it's not going to be a day, that's for sure.
好，那你也可以直接就跟对方说，请你给我一分钟或者一秒钟，当然不是确切的这么短了，但就是说给我一些时间。
Yeah, the only time it's going to be like exactly a minute or exactly a second is when you use that expression or those expressions with children. Because they will always, always go like, one, I gave you 1 second. Or if it's a minute, they'll just start counting. 53, 54.
是小朋友很诚实啊，很直啊。Okay, but we're adults, so when you say, give me a minute, please give me a sec, 就是请等一下。
Yeah, exactly.
我发现 give me a minute 很好用的情况是If you're busy or 不方便，比如住酒店是吧？
Right.
你可能在房间，然后那个 housekeeping 他们要来打扫了。
Oh, yeah.
但你还没有 ready， 你就可以说 ，Oh, please give me a minute.
Right, or that little magic word we said earlier, just could be the same thing here. Like, oh, just give me a minute.
Oh, 对 ，just give me a minute. 那在餐厅点餐，比如说 waiter 问你要点什么，你还没有准备好，你也可以这样说吗？
Yes, you sure can. We're not quite ready. Just give us one more minute or give us a minute.
好，那之后呢，我们要看一个 This one is very polite. 好像把自己放到非常低的那个地位。
Right, and this one is another animal.
动物。
Yeah, no, we had horses. Now we have a bear.
Bear.
Yeah.
熊。But in this sense, 这个不是一个动物，而是一个动词。
Right. The phrase is bear with me, but it doesn't mean like with me become a bear or do bear things. Like bear here means like hold the burden.
承受
Right.
字典解释就是承受。那当你说 please bear with me,就是忍我一下，因为我还没 ready.
Right. Give me a break. It's basically give me a break, but a really polite way to say it.
Please bear with me.
Go easy on me.
听起来有点 passive aggressive.
Actually, you know, I often hear this not bear with me, but like bear with us. So like if the Starbucks down the street, if they are closed for renovation, it might say on the sign, please bear with us. while we finish construction.
Okay, 也就是请大家原谅我们，请大家忍一忍，没有咖啡，忍一下。But there's always a Starbucks next block.
Yeah, exactly.
在中国还有 Lucky Inn, 对吧？好的，那今天我们就是讲这个 Wait a moment, 它的各种各样演变的形式啊。但是呢，最后还是要注意的一点是，当你要别人等你的时候，英文你不能直接说 wait me.
Wait me. I am waiting you. No, we don't say that. You have to add a preposition. Wait for me.
等我 wait for me.
Right. Now, I just said wait for me, but I mean, actually we should say, hey, wait for me, wait for me.
就是 bus 快要开走了 Please wait for me.
Wait for me, wait for me.
Hold your horses, driver. Wait for me, wait for you,、mm-hmm. wait for somebody, right?
Right?
诶，那其实不一定要等人啊，比如等车。
Oh yeah, you can wait for the bus or the train, the car.
等飞机呢
Wait for the plane. I mean, yeah, you do.
好像通常会说 I'm waiting to get on the plane.
Yeah, or I'm waiting at the airport.
对。那饭店里面你等座位呢
Well, you wait for a table.
诶，我觉得很有意思的是中文我们会说我等座等位子但英文会说 wait for a table, 等桌子。
Right, yeah, interesting.
对。
Interesting.
但两个都不可少吧饭店里。好。Which reminds me, 这个 wait for a table, 英文里面倒有一个说法就不要这个 for 的 wait tables.
Wait table, yeah, this does not mean you are waiting to eat. This means that you are working as a waiter.
所以一个 waiter, 他的 job 就是 to wait tables.
Wait tables, or not to make it too confusing, you can also say wait on tables.
Okay, 总之作为食客吃货 remember you wait for a table.
Mm-hmm.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。当下一次你要叫对方等一等的时候呢，不管是时间长还是短啊，都可以从今天这些说法里面挑出最恰当、最合适的那一个。希望大家喜欢我们今天的节目。那如果你想让自己的英语有更稳步的提升呢，开言的会员课程会更加的适合你，因为我们有六个级别，从浅到深，非常系统性，而且非常实用的这些英语口语课，都是由我们北美的外教主播根据大家真实的生活情况编写和录制的，跟他们一起学习，你会学到在教科书在国内很难学到的实用地道自然的口语表达。我们还有微信学习群，有中国的班主任督促你监督你一起学习。 OK, 那大家可以下载开言英语的 APP 或者关注公众号来免费试用。 OK, thank you for listening and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.